Consulting arborists, we're going to go through a few of the top questions, including what do they actually do or what can they do for you, and how much they cost. So consulting arborist versus a regular arborist. So an arborist obviously is a tree surgeon, tree doctor, any kind of tree service that works with trees. Now, a practicing arborist is what they're called. They'll generally do tree removal, trimming, stump removal, and general safety inspections. Whereas a consulting arborist kind of works more on the theoretical side of things. So they'll write tree reports or arborist reports. For example, if you wanted to remove a tree or get a tree removal permit from your local city, and the city has asked you to accompany the application with an arborist report, they'd like to know the opinion of an independent arborist. You will need to contract a consulting arborist, not just a regular arborist. The difference is a regular arborist has done Certificate 3 in arboriculture, which is a study of trees, whereas a consulting arborist has done the diploma, or a Certificate 5. So they also do hazard and risk assessments. They'll do just general tree inspections, tree protection zones for construction projects. So you might have seen if a construction project is being done, they're building a new building and they want to keep existing trees, they'll generally have to measure around the tree of what is a safe distance that they can compact soil around the tree and protect it from mechanical damage. Pest identification and control. So here's a picture here of some. Looks like some practicing arborists with a consulting arborist. So what they're doing here is they're using a resistor graph. Well, this is kind of the best way to explain it is it's like an X-ray for trees. So what they're trying to determine is if there are any hollows in the tree or any decay. If there is any decay, how much is the tree stable? Sometimes it's hard to tell. Sometimes you can see from the outside, but a lot of the time it is hidden and trees just fail without notice. So what do consulting arborists charge? So the main task they're going to perform for most people is an arborist report. And depending on what the report is for, normally it is a residential customer looking to remove a tree in their yard. That'll cost you $450 to $500 for a report. Now, it's a pretty detailed report. It's generally 10 to 20 pages long. It talks about the safe and useful life expectancy of the tree, whether it's a significant specimen, whether it's dangerous in any way, and they'll give a recommendation at the end. So you're best trying to feel out a consulting arborist before you engage them, or when they're around having a look at the job, just to know whether you'll sort of go ahead before they write the report and say no, the tree has to stay. Other tasks would be, as I showed before, resistor graft testing. It's a bit more expensive because they do use a lot of equipment. It might cost you $600 to $700. General tree hazard inspections without a written report might be $150 to $200. So, where do you find a consulting arborist near you? Very good question. So, the best thing is just to type into Google consulting arborist near me. There's two resources I suggest. Obviously, I'm going to tell you about GoTreeQuotes, which is our resource. I think it's the easiest and quickest way if you are short on time and you don't want to ring around. All you do is just put in your postcode 90210. Sorry, you put in your zip code and you just fill out a few. So just say you want an arborist report. You just put in a few details about your tree. It takes about 30 seconds, and three local contractors will be messaged. They'll get in touch with you, give you free information, free estimates, whatever you need. Everything's obligation free. These guys, we send it to specific consulting arborists in your local area based on previous users' reviews. So these are constantly updating. The better the review the consulting arborist gets, they move up the list and you get put in contact with them. People generally review after the job, so it is based on price and quality of service. Another good resource is the American Society of Consulting Arborists, where you can go in here. Again, you put in your name, state, and a few more details, and they will get you in touch with some members. Now, these guys are paying members. Generally, these guys do pay a lot of money to be a part of this. They generally do charge a bit more of a premium. So if you all consulting arborists are kind of the same, they all have the same skills, so you're not going to be getting, just because you're paying twice as much doesn't mean you're getting more of a service. So just bear that in mind. Okay, that's it from me. Best of luck with your arborist job. This has been